so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York.
Well, of course, that is Asleep at the Wheel, doing what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KPSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Letcher, having a blast putting these shows together for you, and frankly, it's for me too. Glenn Fukunaga is the quintessential sideman bass player. He's probably the best in Austin, according to some critics that I've read. And judging by the number and variety of musicians he's played with, those critics probably have it right. Glenn was born and raised in Hawaii. He learned the ukulele at age 11, went on to guitar, piano, drums, and bass at age 13, followed by the alto sax in junior high school. And the kids used to jam at during recess with their guitars and amps, but they didn't have a bass player, and Glenn said he would play bass just for a year. This is in junior high school, and it's been 40 years since then, and he's still playing bass. I thought we should have a show tonight of songs that he has played bass on, and tonight's show is only the tip of the proverbial iceberg. And it turns out that virtually all the songs we have are love songs, and surprisingly, about equally happy and sad. We'll start off tonight's show with a couple of positive love songs, lead off with Joe Ely and Just to Get to You, and see if you can guess who joins Joe on the vocals on this.
I have stumbled on the plains, staggered in the wind, stood at a crossroad or two, cried to a river, swept to the sea, all just to get to you. I have jumped a yellow cab, hopped a rusty freight, sang till my lips turned blue, flown a silver bird on tops of the clouds, all just to get to you. I ran too hard, I played too rough, I gave my love not near enough. I bled too red, I cried too blue, I beat my fist against the moon, all just to get to you. I have run from St. Paul, Wichita Falls, called you from sunny Baton Rouge. I hocked everything from my watch to my rain, all just to get to you. I ran too hard, I played too rough, I gave you love not near enough. I bled too red, I cried too blue, I beat my fist against the moon, all just to get to you. California shore, where the mighty ocean roars, to the land of the Hopi and the Sioux. I walked the desert sands, crossed the Rio Grande, all just to get to you. I had stumbled on the plains, staggered in the wind, stood at a crossroad or two, cried to a river, swept to the sea, all just to get to you.
bought ourselves a broke down, worn out, beat up mess of a home. All the walls are falling down, but the foundation's strong. Well, the first time that I saw her, I went straight down to the bank. All my friends, they said I was crazy, but I don't care what they think. There's something in the wind, like a whisper in my ear, calling in a voice only I could hear, saying, take me and break me down. I'll build me up like new, 'cause I'm a wreck, I'm a mess, I'm a worn out shell. And if you don't think my best days are through, a truck from my youth. She used to shine like a diamond, but now she's black and blue. We used to fly out on the blacktop and we'd let them horses run. Now it's like she's out the pasture, just sitting in the sun. There's something
That was Cory Morrow with All I Need Is You from his 2015 album, The Good Fight, which incidentally is filled with songs about aging, and you kind of got that in that song as well. Cory was born in Houston, and he went to Texas Tech. Then he moved on down to Austin in 1993. In addition to his work in the Southwest, he's considered to be kind of part of the red dirt music scene, and many of the artists in that quasi-anti-Nashville scene are from the border between Oklahoma and Texas on the Red River, hence the Red Dirt moniker. Jimmy LaFave had some red dirt about him as well. Before Cory, we heard Joe Ely, born in Amarillo, grew up in Lubbock, but he's been out of Austin for decades now. And along with Glenn on bass, you also heard Lloyd Maines on dobro and slide, David Grissom on guitars, and the guy singing along there is Bruce Springsteen, joining Joe on the vocals. Joe's had 9 albums with the Flatlanders, 3 with Low Super 7, and 11 from his solo career. And that includes some compilations. He's just released a brand new album called Love in the Midst of Mayhem. And we played a cut from that recently on this show. You listen to songs that Austin bass player Glenn Fukunaga has played on. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, picking these songs from among many and many. Thanks for listening. Next up, we have a couple of songs about looking for love. And speaking of Bruce Springsteen, we're going to lead off with a pretty wonderful cover of his song, Tougher Than the Rest, from Sean Colvin.
But Saturday night, you're all dressed up in blue. I've been watching you a while. Maybe you've been watching me too. So somebody ran out, left somebody's heart in a mist. If you're looking for love, honey, I'm tougher than the rest. And some girls want a handsome dad, some good looking Joe. Some girls on their arm want sweet talking Romeo. All around here, baby, I learned you get what you can get. And if you're than the rest. Well, the road is dark, and it's a thin, thin line. But I want you to know I'll walk it for you anytime. And maybe your other girlfriends couldn't pass the test. But if you're rough and ready for love, honey, I'm tougher than the rest. Been around a time or two, and I don't know, baby, maybe you've been around too. But there's one more dance. All you gotta do is say yes. 'Cause if you're
first time I saw you standing alone, I stood in awe of the beauty you own. Desire flashed flooding all through my veins. You broke into my heart that day.
Music was playing inside my head. I went to tell you, but I froze instead. So hard to say now, but I missed my chance. I can't sleep, I should have danced. I spied you walking out on the street, asking myself, what's wrong with me? A love that hides too deep in a heart is bound to get lost in the dark. Somewhere in my head, we talk easily, like the two lovers we ought to be. All of my jokes seem funny to you. Gone is my fear and my blues. I should have been. And white, the credits came rolling, up came the lights. I walked out of there and thought about love. Don't it make fools of us all? So now I've bared my soul to you. You can see it's a dream, but yet it's true. I'll be on my way now, see you around. Here comes the dawn. It's late, but here comes the dawn. Somewhere in my head, we talk easily, like the two lovers we ought to be. All of my jokes seem funny to you. Gone is my fear and my blues. I should have danced. Fear in my blues. I should have danced.
Wow, that was Jens Lansdal. Danish musician with I Should Have Danced from his 2013 album Easy Heart. And I'm not positive if Glenn played bass on that cut. I know he played on that album. And frankly, I have no other information about Jens other than Easy Heart is a really good album and worth a listen. Before Jens, we heard Sean Colvin on guitar and vocals and her cover of Bruce Springsteen's Tougher Than the Rest from her 2015 album, I think it was, Uncovered. And in 1994, Sean did an album called Cover Girl, and she honored songs and artists whose songs she had covered when she was playing in clubs and bars and coffee houses before she got a record contract. And then 21 years later, although she is primarily known as a composer of her own material, she decided to get together with Stuart Smith, who was her collaborator on Cover Girl, and played guitar on that song. He played kind of lead on that. And I'm glad that she really did make that record with Stuart. You listen to Boogie Back to Texas, where tonight we're hearing some of the songs that Glenn Fukunaga, quintessential sideman bass player out of Boston, has played on over his career. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and thanks for listening.
This portion of VOV programming is supported by the Mostly True Vashon Tours. Based on the popular Mostly True History Book series, these tours offer a lighthearted history of our islands and show you where historical events actually happened. Along the way, you'll experience local foods, spirits, and recreation. For more information and tickets, visit VashonTours.com.
VOV programming support is provided by the Recess Lab, Vashon's favorite place to hang out. Literally, the bouldering wall is open with classes, open climb, and shoe rentals. Drop-ins are welcome at the Recess Lab, right behind the KVSH studio in the heart of town. Find them on the web at VashonLab.com. Let's do one more positive love song before we launch into the dark ones. Here is Lyle Lovett and Anyway I Love You.
I wish I had a dime times always seem to keep the change. And you've been all alone, so you know what I'm saying. And when all you can recall is the pain, just you wait until tomorrow when you wake up with me at your side and find I hadn't lied about nothing. And I wouldn't trade a tree for the way I feel about you in the morning. Anyhow, I love you. And every day it gets just a little bit better, and half forgetting there's no one where I've been before. And I'm sure you understand, 'cause I ain't your first man. And when you feel like running, pull the back door. Till tomorrow when you wake up with me at your side and find I hadn't lied about nothing. And I wouldn't trade a tree for the way I feel about you in the morning. Anyhow, I love you.
I Love It from Klein, Texas, near Houston, covering a Guy Clark song, Anyhow I Love You. And Patty Griffin and Sean Camp would join in on the vocals there, and Lloyd Maines on guitar and dobro, and that came from that incredibly good album called This One's for Him, tribute to Guy Clark, that was released in back in 2012. The album was produced by Tamara Savino and Sean Camp, and among all the musicians who played on the 30 songs or so in this double CD, Stuart Smith, who worked with Sean Colvin on her two cover albums, got special mention. So did Verlin Thompson, who played with Guy for over 30 years. So we've been listening to primarily positive love songs so far tonight, but that's fixed to end as we slide into the less than positive parts of love. And we're going to do that with a transition by opening with a new song from Terry Allen about what we feel like when we lose a love or anything. We feel abandoned. Here's Terry Allen and Abandonitis.
Got abandonitis deep down inside us, and it won't go away.
Abandonitis.
Got abandonitis deep down inside us, and it won't go away.
Abandonitis.
You can whine and moan about being alone, but abandonitis is here to stay. You might get left as a child and run crazy and wild and feel secretly bad every day. Epilepsy as a child and run crazy and wild and feel secretly bad every day.
Abandonitis.
You better take it in stride, cause you just can't hide from abandonitis when it comes your way. You may be sisters in jail, your brother's a punk, your folks are both dead, maybe just drunk. You feel all alone, so sorry for yourself, you stand in line like everybody else. Appendicitis, all the doctor can't cut it away.
Cut it away.
It's abandonitis, not appendicitis. Hell, a doctor can't cut it away.
Cut it away.
Yeah, you can't operate on your own fate. Abandonitis, don't cut it that way. It's just abandonitis deep down inside us, and it won't go away. It won't go away.
Abandonitis.
You can whine and moan about being alone, but abandonitis don't go away.
Abandonitis.
Gave them back. is dragging me down. You're dragging me down. How can things look up if you're staring at your shoes? Talking about the future like it's yesterday's news.
Terry Hendrix with Hand Me Down Blues from her album Cry Till You Laugh, released in 2010. And in addition to Glenn Fukunaga on bass, Lloyd Maines was on slide and other guitars, and he also produced the record. Terry was born in San Antonio, went to Southwest Texas in San Marcos, and while there she met a local philanthropist by the name of Marion Williamson, who had a farm, and Terry worked on the farm in exchange for voice and guitar lessons from Williamson. And in 2019, Terry finished an amazing project. She called it Project 5. There were four albums that were diverse but linked thematically. And on top of that, she threw in an autobiography. And it's a pretty amazing project. I intend to get a hold of that autobiography. It's called The Girl with the Exploding Brain, which addresses her battle with seizure disorders while trying to be a musician and out on the road playing and singing. Before Terry, we heard Terry Allen and his song Abandonitis from his new album, Just Like Moby Dick, came out in January of 2020. And Terry is a huge talent, both songwriting and performing, and as a visual artist whose work has been shown in museums all over the world. And like Joe Ely, he grew up in Lubbock and they hung out together there a bunch. The album was co-produced by Charlie Sexton and Joe Harvey Allen, Terry's wife of decades, and includes Bucca Allen, happens to be his one of his sons, on keys, and Lloyd Maines, who seems to be everywhere, and was on some guitars, and Joe Ely co-wrote some of the songs with Terry. This album may be in the same class as Terry's landmark Lubbock on Everything. I haven't heard it all, but man, what I've heard is really good. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, your island connection. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, playing songs upon which Glenn Fukunaga, bass player out of Austin, has appeared. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at windermerevashon.com.
VOV programming support is provided by the Vashon Island Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber represents over 250 member businesses and organizations on Vashon and supports the community by organizing events such as Halloween, Easter, Christmas, and of course, Strawberry Festival. Better businesses make a better island. More info at VashonChamber.com.
Next up on the Sad Side of Love component of my favorite songs from Guy Clark, covered by, unfortunately, a short-lived band called The Trishes. The song is She Ain't Going Nowhere.
Standing on the gone side of leaving, she found her thumb and stuck it in the breeze. She'll take anything going close to somewhere she can lay it down and live it like she please. She ain't going nowhere, she's just leaving. She ain't going nowhere, she can't breathe. She ain't going home, that's for sure. She's not sitting down crying on her suitcase. She has no second thoughts by the road. She has feelings that need some repairing. She did not give a damn, that it shows. She ain't going nowhere, she's just
going home.
Austinite Toni Price and 12 Bar Blues from her debut album, Swim Away, released in 1996. You also heard Derek O'Brien on guitar, David Grissom on lead guitar, and Roddy Colonna on drums, and of course Glenn Fukunaga on bass. Toni's first exposure to the blues, she said, was through Bonnie Raitt, and then she started to study those, like Sippy Wallace, who influenced Bonnie. She pretty much grew up in Nashville, soaked in a lot there, and then moved to Austin in 1989. She got tired of the rigid Nashville music scene. And in Austin, like many, she came under the wing of Clifford Antone. Every Tuesday night for 15 years, she played at the Continental Club, and we were lucky enough to see her when we were in Austin. Before Toni, we heard the Trishas, Liz Foster, Savannah Welch, Jamie Lynn Wilson, and Kelly McWee, and the song She Ain't Going Nowhere, a great Guy Clark song from This One's For You, the Tribute to Guy album. Standing on the Gone Side of Leaving. Anyway, the seemingly omnipresent Lloyd Maines was on slide, and the group became a band back in 2009. They had an EP the next year and a full album, High, Wide, and Handsome, released in 2013. But they all have families in different places, so they don't get together very much, unfortunately, and that's really too bad. They each are doing some occasional solo things, but not much together. You're listening to Songs with Glenn Fukunaga, an Austin bass player, right here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. I appreciate you listening in. We're going to head toward the door tonight with a couple of songs about musicians and maybe what life is a little bit like as a musician. We're going to lead off with Eliza Gilkison and a somewhat autobiographical song about Beauty Way.
Father made a pretty damn good living playing music on the Beauty Way. He's gonna die with some money in his pocket. Wish I could do the same today, little darling. Wish I could do the same today. Dowered kid, a little transistor. Turning in their grave. Hey,
band behind the hat at the back of the stage. Even sharper than a blue suede suit, the current rage. If he was a selling, I was a buying a band. Man, it was something. With those cats from Tulsa, no bull, no shit, no jive. Hiding from the bright spotlights, hitting every lick. Just right, had the hammer smack dab on the nail. JJK. Off a beat and down on the knees.
Yeah, that was Ray Benson, and the song was J.J. Cale. Came from Ray's 2014 solo album, A Little Peace, and Ray said that it was the last song he wrote, and he finished it, for that album anyway, and he finished it about a month before his friend J.J. died. For the first time in 50 years, you heard a wah-wah in there. The first time in 50 years, Ray actually used a wah-wah pedal on that song. And of course, he's the lead of Asleep at the Wheel, a band that's been around since 1970 and still working. We saw him here at the Triple Door in 2018. Ray's also quite the producer, founding member of the Rhythm and Blues Foundation, which raises money to help aging R&B artists, and a member of three or four other organizations that provide services for musicians from mental health to general health. And before Ray, we heard Eliza Gilkison and Beauty Way recorded live at the Cactus Cafe in Austin from the album Your Town Tonight, released in 2007. In addition to Glenn Fukunaga on bass, you also heard Mike Hardwick on electric guitar and dobro, and Cisco Ryder on drums, and Cisco just happens to be Eliza's son. Eliza was born in Hollywood, known as Beauty Way in the song, and the daughter of Terry Gilkison, who wrote songs for Frankie Lane and Doris Day and Dean Martin and Disney and others. Eliza moved to Santa Fe to raise a family, and when she was in her late teens, her recording career really started in 1987 with the album Pilgrims. One of the things I've noticed about her music is that throughout all her records, she's got this belief in social justice and an openness to emotional honesty. None more evident in the song Peace in Our Hearts from her 2020 album that we've played here on the show a couple times. It's a great song. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host of Boogie Back to Texas, and speaking of peace, we're going to head out the door this Glenn Fukunaga edition with a song about the need for all of us to come together. And as Carolyn Wonderland says in the last line of the song, when we realize that we are all brothers and that there really never was no them. Carolyn Wonderland and God Only Knows.
Come on.